Rahman Rahim. Imam Sahabi Rahimahullah gathered all the various forms of Durood Sharif in a special chapter of his book, Qawl al-Badi'. He also mentions the special occasions on which they should be recited. Amongst those moments are the following: after performing wudu and tayammum, after a compulsory ghusl, before, during and after salah. He further mentions that it is sunnah to recite Durood Sharif after Fajr and Maghrib salah, after recitation of the Shahud in Qunut, when standing up to perform Tahajjud Salah, when passing any masjid, when seeing a masjid, on entering a masjid, on leaving a masjid, after answering the Adhan on a Friday, the night preceding Friday, during the khutbah for Jum'ah, on the two Eids, between the takbirs in the Janazah Salah, when the deceased is placed in his qabr, during the month of Sha'ban, when one first sees the Kaaba, when climbing Mount Safa and Marwa, during the Hajj rituals, on completing the Labbaik, when kissing the Hajr Aswad, while attaching one's body and chest to the Multazam, on the eve of Arafah, in the Masjid at Mina, the visitor to Madinah Munawwara should recite Durood Sharif when his eyes first fall on Madinah Munawwara, when visiting the Mubarak Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when leaving Madinah Munawwara, when passing any of the places which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to visit, example Badr, etc. Allah ta'ala give us a quick one.